Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, it's Stacy.
Oh, hey, Stacy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Well, I think that giving us the wife's credit is probably the only way to get by with that, possibly. Because otherwise, with that I can say, I can give them the other owner that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Or her previous owner, whatever, for whatever reason that it was in her name and then they switched it to his, who knows?
Yeah.
So hopefully if we say, the other owner, the other person is his wife and here's her credit, I think that's our only option.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that would be the best route to go.
Yeah, because the taxes aren't, I'm assuming they were both had something to do with the business,
mm-hmm.
But still, it's going to be looked at probably if we're saying, oh no, it's just him as a startup.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That's what I would try.
All right, I'm going to put a note in because I was literally just looking at this deal. I'm going to say, per Axis, really the only route we can go here is if we get the wife to PG on the deal
yep,
as well?
To PG. Yeah, PG the deal.
Yeah, okay. Really, the only route we can go here is if we get the wife to PG on the deal as well. All right. Well, this is none other than the famous Reuben Goldstein's deal. I'm just trying to get more independent at managing them. So, interesting scenario.
I know. What was that? What was the name of that deal?
SNAALLC, CBA, Avigna Granites.
Oh, that's right. So they paid a down payment to the vent. Yeah, I know Credit didn't love this deal, and his score is 578.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe hers is better.
Great.
And that will help them get maybe more comfortable.
Let us hope so.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call. It's definitely making things speed up.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Stacey, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.